and thank to distinguished speakers for sharing their insightful views. I would like to take this opportunity to share Indonesia's experience on financial consumer protection. Indonesia established the Financial Services Authority, or OJK, in 2012. The OJK has the authority to take preemptive measures in order to protect consumers and public with encompass education, consumer complaint, services, and legal advocacy. OJK funded the consumer education and protection body to protect the interests of consumers and publics against violation and crime in financial sector, such as manipulation and various kinds of embezzlement in financial service activities. The body is responsible to improve public awareness on financial service institutions, including all products and services that they offer in financial industry. Thereby, public's level of knowledge related to finance will be improved, hence will in turn escalate level of utility and level of trust among consumers and public over financial products and services in Indonesia. Similar to other countries, Indonesia faces several emerging challenges in protecting consumers in financial markets. Among others are financial illiteracy of some parts of the Indonesian population, as well as rapid and dynamic innovation and technology in the financial sector. To deal with challenges, Indonesia continues to strengthen consumer protection efforts in the financial service sector through promulgations of OJK Regulation No. 6, year 2022, concerning consumer and public protection in the financial service sector. From Indonesia's experience, strengthening consumer protection in financial services require at least three important actions. First, regulatory approach to the product life cycle that further optimizes consumer protection efforts from product planning and design to services and dispute resolution. Second, empowering consumer and at the same time requiring financial services providers to offer adequate education, thereby enhancing consumer ability when selecting financial product and services. And third, strengthening information disclosure and transparency principles by regulating the form, procedures, and exemptions when submitting product and service information summaries. ANGTED could help member states by facilitating dialogue, exchange of views, research and training in how to handle cross-cutting and multidimensional issues, such as the potential negative side of the application of artificial intelligence in the financial market. Thank you.